Hi, this is Sophia, and today I'm going to be talking about The Most Dangerous Game and The Sniper. These are both two very important short stories that have to deal with murder, death, and tough challenges. More specifically, we will be talking about the similarities and differences between these stories, the authors of the stories, and how foreshadowing affects both stories. Before we get started, let's do a quick analysis of the stories. In The Most Dangerous Game, we meet Ransford, who gets stuck on a mysterious island after falling off his yacht. On the island, he meets General Zaroff, who decides to trick Ransford into playing a game that he made up where he hides, and Zaroff hunts him down. Long story short, Ransford ends up tricking Zaroff, and he gets eaten by his own dogs. In The Sniper, a Republican with a rifle was on a bridge just chilling in the Dubian War when someone started shooting at him, and so he was shooting back, and basically he ended up killing his brother. They have a lot in common, but the main similarity is murdering. In The Most Dangerous Game, Zaroff's servant, Yvonne, gets killed by a trap made by Ransford for Zaroff. Another death in the story is in the end when Ransford tricks Zaroff by thinking he died when really he was waiting for Zaroff in his room. This led to Ransford sleeping in Zaroff's bed and Zaroff getting eaten by his own dogs. In The Sniper, the Republican sniper is in a shooting war with the other sniper and he ends up killing him. When he goes to look to see who he killed, he realizes that he killed his own brother. So clearly, murder is a very important part in both stories. In The Most Dangerous Game, it caused relief when Zaroff died because then Ransford couldn't be killed anymore because he was finally safe and he won the game. In The Sniper, it causes suspense because no one was expecting it and sadness because it was his own brother. There are very obvious differences in both stories. Like, in The Sniper, he isn't stuck on an island, clearly, and in The Most Dangerous Game, he isn't in the Dublin War. Okay, now we're going to talk about the amazing authors of these stories. Let's start with the author of The Most Dangerous Game, Richard O'Connell. Richard was born in Poughkeepsie, New York, on October 17, 1893. He was a short story writer, screenplay writer, and journalist. He started writing at a very young age and even reported about baseball games in his dad's newspaper when he was 10. Even though his short stories mainly appeared in magazines, in 1924 he received the O. Henry Memorial Award for his most popular book, The Most Dangerous Game. He was remembered for the originality of the concept of the hunter becoming hunted in the story, which has become a classic tale of adventure. Next, let's talk about the author of The Sniper, Liam O'Flaherty. Liam was born on August 28, 1984, and he was a major Irish novelist, short story writer, and one of the foremost socialist writers in the first part of the 20th century. He served as a soldier in the Irish Guards on the Western Front. He was considered to be a leading figure of the modern Renaissance. Okay, now let's talk about foreshadowing in each of the stories. In The Most Dangerous Game, there are many examples of foreshadowing, but the ones I'm going to talk about today is when he says, "What I felt was a mental chill, sort of a sudden dread." This is foreshadowing because he is saying that something bad is about to happen. Another example would be, "What pearls that tangle of trees and underbrush might hold for him did not concern Ransford just then." This is foreshadowing because in the moment, the trees did not seem important, but later they would end up being important. In The Sniper, there is foreshadowing, such as he paused for a moment, considering whether he should risk a smoke. This is foreshadowing because he's worried he's going to get shot, and then he does. Another example would be his bullets would never pierce the steel that covered the gray monster. This is foreshadowing because it shows that he would have to get creative to kill him. Foreshadowing is very important in each story because it creates suspense and makes the reader hooked so they will want to keep reading. So today we've talked about two very interesting short stories, The Most Dangerous Game and The Sniper. With these stories, we talked about the similarities and differences, how foreshadowing is important in stories, and the authors and the backstories of these stories. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, The Sniper Snippet, and I hope to see you next time on Sophia's Short Story Podcast. Make sure to send in requests for next week's short stories.